Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, as always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Nobody.
And Nikki.
And, you know, we like talking about eating bugs here on the show. We don't like the idea of eating bugs. And look, we trash
Nobody
this
thinks
idea.
That's a good idea.
Why do you think this is a good idea?
I don't.
Okay.
It's the other nobody.
Gotcha. So, but this is what they're pushing. They're pushing insects. There's a new cricket factory. No, I'm not
cricket
making
factory.
This up. Yes.
See, they should have been studying cricket studies instead of women's studies.
Right.
They're opening a new cricket plant up in Green Bay.
I want to be 100% upfront about I am not making this up. They are opening the world's largest cricket processing facility in Canada. They're expecting to process millions of pounds of crickets each year. And it's going to be, they're making cricket powder to use in flour.
Why?
Because people are losing their mind. I don't know.
The food shortages. We need to eat crickets. Just squirrel garden, please.
That's the connection.
Well, I mean,
get a cow, please, or something, anything, but, I mean, whatever. People can do whatever they want to do. If you want to eat crickets, go for it.
But I don't think
don't force people to do it. It's weird.
Some people probably want to eat crickets, obviously, but I think most people don't want to eat crickets.
I think most people who want anybody to eat crickets want somebody else to eat crickets. Like the World Economic Forum people, they don't want to eat crickets. They want you to eat crickets.
Well, they want you to eat crickets so they can have filet mignon. And lobster.
Well, they can have filet mignon and lobster anyway.
And you will be happy.
But they can have filet mignon and lobster anyway.
But they can
but
have more if you're
broke. But
the crickets
are part of robbing us blind, which is how they afford their filet mignon.
Exactly. That's the key.
So, first there was the Impossible Burger, which is plants being turned into meat-like flavors and textures. And
okay,
that's
plants, impossible. Plants, you mean oil?
Is that what's in the Impossible Things?
A lot of oil. All toxic, by the way.
I did a vegetarian thing a few weeks ago. I've since stopped doing that. I'm going back to intermittent fasting. It's just one meal a day because that's better for me, and I'm losing weight faster that way. However, I did try
dieting
some of the...
Dieting is just fasting slowly.
Yeah, I did try some of the Impossible Foods. I got the Impossible Whopper at one point because when you're a vegetarian and it's, you know, 11 o'clock at night, you have significantly fewer options. I could go to the grocery store and I could make myself a salad or something. You know, there are things I could have done to have cooked, or I could get an Impossible Burger from Burger King or whatever. So I did try it. What I learned was, maybe all fast food is this way since I don't eat a lot of it, but it is so unbelievably salty. I don't think I've had that much salt in 10 years. Over the course of 10 years,
I've seen you pretty salty. I don't know.
not like that's producing salt rather than intaking salt, though.
Mm.
There was nothing I've ever eaten as salty as the Impossible Whopper, except perhaps an ordinary V8. Like I don't have issues with salt or anything like that, but the amount of salt they put in V8s is absolutely disgusting. I get the low sodium ones now, and again, it's not because I need less sodium or anything like that. It's because it's like liquid salt.
You're supposed to dilute it with vodka, I think.
I've
Hail Mary, full of vodka, blessed are thou amongst cocktails.
So insects can be turned into meat-like flavors, says The Guardian.
Well, they are meat, technically.
I guess.
I mean, I'm a vegetarian, and I wouldn't eat it, so sounds like meat to me.
I, insects have bones, right?
They have an exoskeleton, typically. I don't know about all of them, but their bones are different than our bones. So you can just eat them whole if you want.
Grasshoppers for you?
No, you just eat it.
Crab? Do you like crack the legs?
No, you just pop it. So I worked at a Thai restaurant. That was my first restaurant job. In a lot of
Thais?
No, it was a Thai restaurant. Like the food.
Okay.
So. They, in a lot of Asian cultures, they eat crickets and other bugs, and it's just normal to them. Whatever.
Sure.
Because they've had communist governments, and they've been starving to death. They don't have to do that anymore.
That might be it. But anyways, it's part of their culture. So they would cook different sort of Thai food than they would feed to the customers, just because it's always a bit Americanized. And one day, they were deep frying crickets and eating them, and they're, like, sitting there laughing at us because we're all, like, that's disgusting. And they're like, this is so funny that you guys think this is gross because this is just normal to us. So I have seen it done. They deep fried them and then just ate them like little grapes.
I recently got on Amazon and ordered one of the dehydrated tarantulas, not to eat myself, but to get coworkers and friends to eat. I'm not going to be underhanded.
I'll give you $5 if you eat this. Tarantula.
I don't even have to pay them, though. It's just sort of a running gag that originated with dirt-flavored soda. Actually, it originated with something pickle-flavored. Pickle-flavored
cotton
candy,
I think. Reminds me of those, like, Harry Potter jelly beans.
It was very similar to that, yeah.
Olivia tells me they've got pickle beer in Texas.
Oh.
Well, you can get pickle-flavored soda if you want. It's literally just...
do a pickle back like a real man or woman.
It's carbonated vinegar with sugar added to it. It is absolutely disgusting.
I don't want a pickle.
Fine, I'll take the cricket.
So insects, they say, can be turned into meat-like flavors, helping provide a more environmentally friendly alternative to traditional meat options, scientists have discovered.
And I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's fire.
Mealworms, the larval form. Oh, they're talking about mealworms here. Not even crickets,
no,
right?
Like, what are you, a bearded dragon? Don't, like,
yeah,
this isn't for people.
Of.
Like, I understand, I don't approve, I don't disapprove of it, but I don't want to eat crickets. But, like, there's a hierarchy of these things, right? And if I have the option, you're starving to death, you can either eat a bowl full of, like, crickets, or a bowl full of the Madagascar hissing cockroaches, or a bowl full of mealworms, I'm going to go with the crickets.
Yeah, I
but
guess
the mealworms
so.
Are a meal.
I'll just die, honestly. Like, it's been real, guys.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, that's what the World Economic Forum has in mind for.
And that's
you
why I eat them.
Nothing, you will eat crickets. And you will supposedly be happy, but I don't see how that's going to work. But
so mealworms are the larval form of the yellow mealworm beetle. I did not know that.
Oh, yum.
They have been cooked with sugar by researchers who found that the result is a meat-like flavoring that could one day be used on convenience food as a source of protein. So here, let me get you some mealworm shake for your burger there, or for your salad. Here's some mealworm shake. Absolutely wow. Disgusting.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let it be known now that I have a cricket allergy. And if you're putting out any products that contain any cricket, I really hope that you're labeling them very clearly as to what's in them, because if I get some of them and I have a reaction to the crickets, I'm going to sue you down to your skivvies.
I hate to break it to you, but I think most processed foods have some sort of percentage of bugs that get into them. I'm going to look up the actual percentage.
Most foods cooked in your kitchen probably have some level of bug. I mean, there are bugs everywhere, and sometimes they just die and stay where they are, and sometimes you see them and sometimes you don't, so they can end up in the chili.
But it's very different from putting a cricket there intentionally, right? Like, I understand if I eat a Snickers, it's going to contain bug parts at some point, right? But to bite into a Snickers and, like, oh, look, the cricket's head came off of my mouth with half of the Snickers bar, that's fundamentally different than these trace amounts of bugs that we find in processed food.
Because Snickers really satisfies.
While mealworms have until now mostly been used as snacks for pets or as bait while fishing,
see,
they
that's
have
what I'm going to do with my crickets in their brave new world. I'm going to put them on hooks, throw them in the lake, pull out some fish, and I'm going to have me a fry.
See, that's why they're not letting you have the crickets. You can have the cricket flour, the flour that they make from crickets, and you can have the mealworm shake. But
I'll
they're
catch
not letting,
my own damn crickets.
They're not letting you have the mealworms. 603-283-6160, it is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 6160 if you want to join the discussion at 603-283-6160. With in the studio tonight is Aria, Nikki, and Nobody, and I want to tell you about BullionMax.com because the government is out there for giving student loans, as we were just talking about during the break. This means that, you know, people who paid for college out of pocket just got screwed. My response is something like, okay, you know, if they're forgiving $10,000, can they just write me a $10,000 check and we can call it even, and we can skip the farce of me taking out a loan to pay for an education I don't need or want that's not going to do me any good? This is just a long line of things.
See, I'll play their little game. If I still get the forgiveness, yeah, give me a $10,000 loan. I'll go to school for a couple of semesters. It'll be fun.
This is just a long line this is just a new item in a long list of things that the U.S. government has done to destroy the financial system,
yep.
The U.S. dollar, that, you know, you use on a daily...
Destroy the people who do the right thing to serve the people who do the wrong thing.
And you use the dollar on a daily basis. Your entire world revolves around the existence of the USD, and the government is doing everything they can to destroy it. It couldn't possibly be a better time to learn about alternatives like cryptocurrency and gold and silver, and BullionMax.com has you covered as far as precious metals, gold, and silver. It's a direct-to-consumer precious metals retailer that can help you diversify into gold and silver. And if you go to BullionMax.com/FTL, you can get their silver starter kit at employee pricing, the same price that the employees get. That's BullionMax. I say this every single Wednesday that I need to go home and look into this, and then I forget to do it. I think I said last time I was going to do it at the break so that I didn't forget to do it. Guess what I forgot to do last week? And guess what I'm going to forget to do here in 38 minutes? BullionMax.com/FTL. Don't be like me. Go there now. Have the webpage pulled up, because you're probably sitting there in a way that you can do this. You're not doing a live radio show, so pull it up and reserve this deal. One per household. It does come with a number of awesome things. That's BullionMax.com/FTL. Everyone's favorite communist, Sarah is on the line with us. Sarah, what is your perspective on eating crickets?
If you want to eat it, that's fine. It's a matter of a mindset. There's plenty of, countries all around the world, they have been eating larvae and insects already.
Well, that's because they've been practicing communism and starving to death.
Sarah, I don't appreciate how you're making a rational, lucid point over here.
Well, it's just it's a matter of your upbringing, what you're introduced to when you're a kid.
You're not supposed to make sense when you answer questions, Sarah.
I just want to bring up, like, I'm a pedestrian activist.
We noticed.
That has nothing to do with communism. I just want to say
holy crap.
I'm an advanced one.
That's one of the best things I've ever heard in my life, Sarah. A pedestrian activist. Tell me, what forms of activism do you engage in?
Ambulatory.
I just want to make a big I'm proud of myself. I lived here for 22 years. I never got hit by a car, not once.
Wow.
I need an award.
You what?
Can you guys give me an award for that?
I will absolutely.
You already got an award for it. Your hips still work.
I will absolutely. How long, Sarah?
I assume your hippiness.
About 97 pedestrians per year,
Sarah,
on average.
How long have you been a pedestrian?
Mexico. About average of 93 to 97.
No, how long have you been a pedestrian?
I've been living in a pedestrian for like 22 years, going on 23 years in Albuquerque, and I managed never to get hit by a car. I mean, that's cause for celebration. I'm really proud of myself.
I'm happy for you, Sarah.
I've never put my dick on a hot stove.
I don't know.
I just wanted to bring up that we're going to have a 7-mile, it's called the Rail Trail, the name, because it goes along
that
the
is way too
rail.
Big for a G-string.
Go ahead, Sarah.
So from downtown to Loop, the old town is a tourist place, and Sawmill, that they have hotels and like a food court, and then it goes to.
Is that where they send the bad food to be judged?
I think the food is pretty good, but it's like a food court. So, I'm an activist because I always bring up pedestrian safety. Like, I like this because it's supposed to make these walkways a tourist trail to be pedestrian safe, put in bicycle, like sidewalks, and put trees against the streets or whatever they're gonna do to make it safe for. When you guys want to come and visit, you could walk this trail. You know what I mean?
We have a rail trail in Keene, actually. It's very nice.
It's true.
But
you guys
want to come down and visit Albuquerque after we build it? It's going to cost like $40 million.
What is the selling point here, Sarah? Because I'm confused here. What is
you
there
gotta
good?
You got to listen to the Weird Al Yankovic song, Albuquerque, and that will answer all of your questions about it.
No, I want Sarah to. What is there good in Albuquerque that could possibly make me want to visit it? Because from what I've heard, I will step out of my car in a parking lot and will just immediately get run over by an 18-wheeler drag racing at 90 miles per hour.
Well, that's why you need to go on the rail trail.
And then they'll tax you and make you pay for everybody's education.
Well, it's just a matter of time before Sarah's calling to complain to us about the New Mexico drivers who are killing people on these rail trails.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of building it, so that it's out of the way. It's going along the railroad. And somehow when they cross over, they're going to have to cross Rio Grande Boulevard. I don't know how they're going to make that safe. That's going to be almost impossible. How are they going to make a trail going where people are crossing across the street when everybody's running the red lights and all that? And by the way, you're right. Plenty of tourists have gotten killed and hurt by cars. I mean, I see them running for their lives in front of Rio Grande, crossing the street.
Sarah, I have your certificate here. I don't know how I'm supposed to get this to you, though.
Well, I hear you. What did you say?
I have your certificate here, your award for being, a pedestrian, a successful pedestrian of 22 years. I didn't know your last name, so I just put down
Sarah. You should put it to the camera so the people watching can see.
Yeah, so you got your little certificate here, Sarah, but I don't know how to get it to you, and you're not on the internet or anything like that, so.
Also, it's paper, which is difficult to send over the internet.
Yeah, but I could send her the PDF of it.
Well, you could probably fold up the piece of paper, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and write an address on it, and drop it in the mail.
Well, one, I'm not going to ask Sarah for her address on national radio.
But it's probably a good idea to get that on the phone if you're going to follow.
But two, I don't think she would actually give her address, and I have no intention of actually going. That's a bit of a work for the joke here. I think the joke has already been made at this point.
You could send it to General Delivery in Albuquerque, and she could walk her butt on over there and get it.
That is what a true pedestrian activist would do. I'm not convinced of Sarah's so lazy in general. I'm not convinced she does a whole lot of walking. 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Let us know about your achievements. How long have you been a pedestrian? God bless your soul, Sarah.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The U.S. military says it launched airstrikes against targets in eastern Syria Tuesday. The sites were reportedly used by groups linked to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. The military central command says the strikes were aimed at protecting U.S. forces from attacks from Iranian-backed groups. Trigger laws banning most abortions with limited exceptions are set to take effect in three states, Texas, Idaho, and Tennessee, on Thursday, August 25th. When these laws go into effect, a dozen states in total will have banned abortion. According to the leading pro-life organization, SBA, Pro-Life America, the three latest laws go into effect could prevent as many as 69,000 abortions each year across three states. And a new Morning Consult political poll found that just 24% of those surveyed say the $740 billion Inflation Reduction Act will reduce inflation, while 34% think it will make inflation worse. This is USA Radio News. NASA's upcoming Artemis 1 launch is expected to draw an estimated 100,000 people to Florida's Space Coast. The launch is scheduled for August 29th and will be the largest rocket launch from the Kennedy Space Center in years. The Artemis program aims to put humans back on the moon within the decade, and Artemis 1 is the first step towards achieving that. This first launch will send an uncrewed mission on a 4 to 6 week trip to the moon and back. President Biden said Wednesday he'll cancel up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt for many borrowers and double that amount for Pell Grant recipients, a move that could offer some level of forgiveness for about 43 million Americans. The forgiveness is expected to apply to Americans earning under $125,000 per year or $250,000 per year for married couples who file taxes jointly. The White House estimates that 90% of relief will go to people earning less than $75,000. The president's also extending a pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here about to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. Something mundane like pedestrian activism, which, look, we laugh at that because it is patently absurd. Like, out of all of the things you could dedicate your life to, out of all of the things you can be an activist for, why would you choose pedestrianism? Or what is
pedestrianism?
See, if it, what I would rather have somebody who is an activist with a walk. I mean, cook me up some Chinese food.
I'm a vehicle activist.
I'm a freedom activist, which presumably would include the freedom of a person to walk across the street and not get, you know, run down in a vehicle as long as they're not being idiots. But I just can't imagine being so passionate. She is, to her credit, she is passionate about pedestrian activism.
Yeah.
But I think there's probably better uses of her time.
She's also completely out of her mind.
She's
out of her tree.
She is, but isn't, right? Like, when we asked her about eating crickets, she made exactly the point that Nikki made, right? Which is that, you know, it's mostly a cultural thing. There are plenty of cultures where it's just normal for them to eat crickets. There's cultures where it's normal to eat cats or dogs or whatever. Historically, there's cultures where it was normal to worship cats. It's... Human beings are diverse.
had a friend who was a homeless guy who described himself as a professional hitchhiker, and he had a dog named Apache. And basically named his dog Apache because when food got scarce in the Apache camp, the population of people didn't drop, but the population of dogs would drop dramatically. So,
see, that's bad advice.
That if he got hungry enough, he was going to walk his dog.
See, that's bad advice. You never want to eat. You never want to kill the dog. And this isn't just because you know dogs are great and they're your friends or whatever. It's because they're useful. Right? Your dog cleans up your scraps that fall to the ground, and that keeps other predators away.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't really think about it in that context until Conan pointed out about it, but no, you're way more likely to survive and get something to eat if you have a dog. Plus, if your dog is any good at all, you might have to eat some of the food they catch.
Are bred to help humans hunt.
Yeah. So, I mean, never kill the dog. You want to keep the dog alive. Otherwise, you may just be eating insects. While mealworms, I want to reiterate this entire sentence because it's so fascinating to me. While mealworms have until now mostly been used as snacks for pets or as bait while fishing, they have potential as a food source for humans.
I'd rather fish.
I mean, a lot of things do, though.
Yes, but this is the point of austerity that human beings are at because of the banking institution, the money shenanigans, the inflation, the recessions, all of these things that governments around the world are doing.
The burning down of food plants.
Well, that's...
Oh, that's all accidental.
Well, that's a grossly exaggerated thing as well. The media started parroting everything that happened at a food plant. And, you know, like, even if an ashtray caught on fire because an employee was overly full or whatever, that would end up in the news cycle as a mysterious fire at the food processing facilities for a while. So some of that was weird, but stuff like planes crashing into food facilities, gotta wonder. However,
I liked it better when they were crashing into IRS facilities. That was more fun.
This is the point of austerity that we're at, and I've actually got a different unrelated story here about Macron. That's the French president, Emmanuel Macron, warning France.
Oh, I thought that was a kind of nut.
No, that's a macaron.
Okay.
Or macaroon, whatever. He was warning France that they were going to have to face sacrifices in the new era. And it wasn't...
Sacrifices?
I'll bet you a dollar it's not Macron that's getting sacrificed, though.
Yeah, probably not.
Austerity is a word that I first learned following the 2007 recession and the
Caused by the government.
Yes, caused by governments and banks. And Greece, in particular, kept implementing more and more austerity measures to the point where life became effectively not worth living in Greece for a bit. And now that's happening worldwide, and because everyone who pays attention to economic matters knows that this economy that is going on in the world cannot sustain itself, and the living standards of the United States is going to go down. They're laying all of this groundwork now, years in advance, to get you accustomed to the idea of eating mealworms and crickets, eating snacks for your pet, and fishing bait as your primary staples, because they know they're robbing you blind, they're bankrupting you, and they're making the world and all the human beings in it so poor that you have to eat these things or starve. This is all by design. So when you're sitting there in 15 years, you're asking, man, I remember we used to have, you know, steaks for dinner occasionally and all that stuff, and now you're sitting there eating your bowl of crickets or whatever. I want you to remember all of this stuff that we said way back then when they were clearly laying the groundwork for this nonsense, because they're talking about austerity and how we're going to have to make sacrifices and all of these other things that are coming to combat climate change. And of course, they mentioned that, you know, this bug eating thing is so good for the environment, it's going to help us combat climate change.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they want sacrifices made, I think that's great. And I think we should build a big altar, and we should start dragging politicians and bankers, the people who caused this, to the altar, and we should have some sacrifices. Okay?
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree.
Well, if they set up the situation that means that sacrifices have to be made, then why should I be the sacrifice? They should be the sacrifice.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So I typically don't advocate for violence, but if they're saying sacrifices need to be made to save the world, Wouldn't it make sense?
They've been running the world, so it, whatever it is, it's their fault.
Well, and it's their idea, so if you want to save the world by killing people, well, then why don't you kill yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're so noble and, you know, selfless.
And guess what? If you do, nobody will shed a tear for you.
Insects are a nutritious and healthy food source with high amounts of fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and high-quality protein.
Yes, so's your brain.
Yeah, which is like that of meat, says a researcher at a university in South Korea. Many consumers seriously like and need animal protein in our diet. However, traditional livestock farming produces more greenhouse gas emissions than cars do.
But there's not more than the billionaires' private planes that they fly on to Davos so they can lecture the rest of us about how we need to sacrifice our consumption.
I need to know the data that they're using to justify that sort of statement. Because I've seen the meme out there, okay, you spend the night in a garage with a car running, and I will spend the night with
exactly.
the cow. And I'm like, you know, yeah, I would absolutely say, yeah, the cow's probably going to stink more, but I'm going to survive the night.
Yep.
Right? And I realize that,
you don't have to do anything with the cow.
No.
Okay.
No, they're just flatulent, and I understand it. But
well, who isn't these days?
But well, apparently cars, according to these people, I just can't imagine a world where it's true that cows produce more greenhouse emissions than cars. And I realize it's not carbon emissions. It's not the carbon emission from a car that's going to kill you if you lock yourself in a garage with it.
Well, it kind of is. It's the carbon monoxide, not the carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is completely burned carbon, and carbon monoxide is partially burned carbon.
But it's also interesting because you have people that live in cities telling people that live in rural areas that they need to stop doing things that are bad for the environment. You have people that are flying in private jets to places that are 30 minutes away. These are the people telling us that normal folks like you and I and the listeners need to make drastic changes to our lives.
So let's
auction
off all your planes.
Cho said that edible insects like mealworms and crickets were superfoods that have long been enjoyed by communities in Asia, Africa, and South America. Those are all true statements. However, those are also not parts of the world typically known for being wealthy. So I don't.
Or healthy.
There's a reason that, you know, the people in England don't have a custom of eating crickets. It's because they've generally been fairly wealthy. There's more coming up about this. Of course, you can weigh in.
It's just not cricket.
603-283-6160. There is more coming up. What about you? What, mealworms or crickets? Which would you prefer? It is free talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Of course, we are going into the final segment. That means that we're probably not going to take your calls unless I recognize your name or whatever, because it doesn't give us the time to screen them. But you can still join us online in the meantime at social.freetalklive.com. You can chat with us there. But I want to say thank you. I was saying all of that to buy myself time because I didn't have the name in front of me anymore, and then I forgot to go back to the name anyway. I want to say thank you to Matthew, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Matthew is a member of the Amps program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. And a brief reminder, as of September the 1st, that will be the only way to acquire the full version of the Free Talk Live show as a podcast. So thank you so much, Matthew. You can check out the AMPS program. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you value the show, if you want to help us reach more radio stations, all of that kind of stuff, joining the AMPS program is the best way to do it. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And it does come with a number of cool little perks, but really the reason to join is because you like the show and you want to help us reach more radio stations. It only takes $5 per month. So thank you, Matthew, for your contributions. And we hope you're enjoying the show and you're continuing to amplify it. We're talking now about mealworms and the use of, they're not suggesting at this point, in this article at least, feeding people live mealworms or anything like that. All of that's coming. That's way down the road, right? They've got to get around years and decades of mental blocks before they can do that. However, they're taking these mealworms and they're doing stuff to them, and I can't imagine.
They'll grind their bones to make you bread.
Sprinkle a little sugar on it. It's fine.
Yeah, I can't imagine what grotesque, unholy things you have to do to a mealworm to turn it into a powder. But God has forsaken us, clearly, because they're doing it. And it's a meat-like flavoring.
Hell is empty and the devil's all here.
Well, I mean,
Feels like it.
Yeah, you're not eating mealworms in hell, at least. I mean, I assume if you're, you probably get a decent steak there. This new study, which will be presented to the American Chemical Society this week, found that the flavors were released when mealworms were heated with sugars, with the proteins and sugars interacting and caramelizing.
It's like kettle corn.
This is is actual research from an actual scientist with an actual degree being paid with actual money to do research. Let's see what happens when I pour some sugar on these mealworms in this pot of boiling water.
Well, it's better than paying them to genetically engineer new plagues for us, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how much better it is. At least the plague is complicated.
Well, now they're also growing meat in labs.
They are.
So, what's worse, crickets or lab-grown meat?
Ignorance
or apathy? Who knows? Who cares?
I have groundbreaking news for people out there. You're legitimately not going to believe this. This is the most breathtaking thing you will ever have heard. Different cooking processes produce different results.
Whoa,
the researchers found. Yes.
You think?
Wow.
Researchers.
That's totally different than any other kind of food where all cooking processes produce identical results.
It is mind-boggling to me that someone was paid to ascertain that different cooking processes produced different results. Steamed mealworms give off a sort of sweet corn-like aroma.
Do they?
I doubt it. Roasted and deep-fried versions have more of a similarity with shrimp.
Do they? Do they, though?
A panel of volunteers were used in sniff tests to ascertain the most meat-like flavors of those concocted.
Sniff tests? They won't even eat them. Well, I smelled it, and it tasted like meat, so you guys should eat them.
How do you get a volunteer to be willing to eat deep-fried mealworms?
I'm sure you could.
But see, they're not even doing...
Well, you lock them in a room with no food for a long time.
Yeah. They're not even, like... doing the powder thing, they're like, hey, here's some deep-fried mealworms. Tell us what this smells like.
This one's boiled. What does this smell like?
Would you eat this boiled mealworm? This is a steamed mealworm. Scientists say avoiding meat and dairy products is the single biggest way to reduce your environmental impact on the planet.
That's BS. Calling BS on that one.
Well, they do have a link here. So
you can offset all of the carbon that you and all of your descendants throughout history will ever produce just by taking, go to Davos, okay, and when the World Economic Center flies in their private planes, blow one up, okay?
Blow up the plane with no one in it.
Sure. You might need to take out two planes then, but...
Fine, as long as there's no one in them.
Yeah, so long as there's no one in them, but that will eliminate your entire carbon footprint at the expense of the people who actually worry about that sort of thing.
It's just crazy to me that they're trying to say that meat and dairy consumption is equal to the pollutions of these major companies that are literally dumping different sort of toxins and pollutants into rivers and streams and...
And soon we'll be dumping mealworms into you.
I love the article more or less peters out around this point, but then we get a message from The Guardian themselves.
Oh.
There can be no more hiding and no more denying. Global heating is supercharging extreme weather at an astonishing speed. Now, this is a journalism website, right? This is what they do. They report the facts or whatever. Here they are with blatant fear-mongering using... Very extreme language here, supercharging extreme weather and astonishing speed. These are not the words of accurate journalists. So, these are the words of propagandists.
So this is what people are being told. The number of people facing acute food insecurity worldwide has more than doubled to 345 million since 2019 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, conflict, and climate change.
The COVID-19 pandemic didn't do this, though. Governments did by locking people down and creating shortages around the world.
Also by outlawing fertilizer in places like the Netherlands and Canada.
Right, but I mean, even in the U.S., the primary issue is that the tractors they use and stuff like that, they can't get replacement parts and all of these other things that they need because the factories in China were closed. So it's a cascade of failures at this point, and it's going to be ugly, and they're going to blame COVID-19 and Russia and global warming and all of these things, but the truth is rather simple. Governments did this to you.
Yep, this wasn't COVID-19. This isn't, well, even conflict, okay, that's government. COVID-19, that's government. Climate change, I don't really believe that that's causing food shortages, but if it is, that's also caused by the government.
What global warming would actually cause would be longer growing cycles, okay, bigger plants, higher tree lines on mountains, the greening of the earth because carbon dioxide is plant food.
And there was actually a study a number of years ago that as the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere increases, trees are becoming more efficient at processing that carbon dioxide, turning it into oxygen, as you would expect, right? This is how cyanobacteria took over the planet in the first place, right? There was an abundance of carbon dioxide, so nature did what nature does, and here it evolved this bacteria that just so happens to consume carbon dioxide and turn it into oxygen. Okay, well, then we have an abundance of oxygen, so what does nature do? Nature creates a breed of animal, a breed of creatures, or organisms, is the word I'm looking for, that consumes the oxygen and turns it back into carbon dioxide, and the two form this nice little symbiotic relationship of turning one's breathing stuff into the very thing the other one needs in order to survive. A lot of this happened because of deforestation, because we cut away, we destroyed those things that they're our breathing partners.
To build cities.
Yes. And now we're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have killed all of our breathing partners. That's what I'm going to refer to trees now.
I like that.
They're our breathing partners. And now we have a lot more trees.
Yep. Well, and algae also. Algae produces more oxygen than trees do, actually. That's true. And when you have these big corporations polluting oceans and polluting freshwater streams and whatnot, that is not helping the algae situation. So there's that as well.
Good point. And it makes sense that I think about it, because the part of a tree that actually processes carbon dioxide into oxygen is just the leaves, and they don't make up the vast majority of the tree is not leaves. So it's a mess of a situation out there, but ultimately the problem will, as I like to say, fix itself. If humans are such a contaminant to the planet that we're making lives unsustainable for humans, then humans will start dying off, and that will diminish our ability to make the planet uninhabitable, which will allow nature to make it habitable again.
Wonder why I'm pro-choice.
Yeah, if there's a problem, it will fix itself. But you can argue with me about it in the meantime on our social media server if you'd like. That social .freetalklive.com. I won't block you. Social.freetalklive.com.
I might.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.